It's different.
Nice. And we are live. Yeah. Newsday Tuesday. How you doing, Len?
I'm doing great. You know, we're getting ready for ratings here at NBC Connecticut. So it's busy. But, you know, just so much going on right now. Just crazy.
Right. There's something. Doing pretty good. You know, just working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you're working. You're always working.
I'm trying to get some time off, though.
Good. You know, definitely a time of year to get down south or something.
Yeah. So we got something major going on.
Yeah, we just have some breaking news. So I'd like to do that before we get to some of our more fun stuff here. We just got word a little while ago via NBC News that the U.S. has now done some bombing in Iraq, not Yemen. It's all connected to the shipping lane issue that they're having, where the Houthis from Yemen are literally bombing all kinds of merchant trade ships that are trying to get to the Suez Canal, and they're disrupting trade in the U.S. and Bahrain and Britain and Qatar and some other countries are saying, no, you can't do that. But the unfortunate consequence certainly is that it appears at least that you're beginning to get a broader war. If we're bombing Houthi rebel sites now in Iraq, that's certainly troubling. But let's see what NBC News has to say about this and, you know, other news outlets as the days go on here. I don't want to get too fear-mongering here, but, you know, certainly... Right. You see that it's not good. The Houthis don't seem to want to back down. I think they're getting a lot of attention that they might not have received otherwise. At least that's, you know, everything I'm reading by news accounts. And it's something that for whatever reason they seem to want to do. So that's the situation we're in. I caution your listeners just to keep an ear on all this stuff because it's changing literally by the day. We got other breaking news, though. Right here domestically, we've got the New Hampshire primary is today, both Republican and Democrat. And as you're probably aware, former President Trump looks to have a strong lead based on the polls that came out in the last few days. We don't know today. They're still voting as we speak. NBC Connecticut had a crew up there, and I just talked with them. They got back a little while ago. They said, well, wait to hear this. They said that it was dead up there. There was nothing going on because the fix is in. I mean, everybody knows that former President Trump is in all likelihood going to win in New Hampshire. And so people literally, our crew said that people weren't going to the polls. There were no people on the streets. It wasn't a big day up there like it normally is. And I know I had heard some rumblings of that watching some of the, you know, national media. They said that don't expect this is like a crazy New Hampshire like we've seen in the past. So, but certainly we were up there following some Quinnipiac University students. You know, they're very big into polling and things like that. So I'm sure they had a great learning experience and our crew will have some great video coming up. You'll be able to see, you know, on our app, on the web, wherever you go. But that's all going on. And there's more voting just right here in Connecticut. We've got that crazy race down in Bridgeport where, you know, Mayor Ganim won re-election, but then they said, well, wait a minute, there seems to be an absentee ballot issue here. So now they're having the election again. And his opponent, Gomes, supposedly is going to give him a good run for his money, but we'll see. And certainly we have crews down there. And that's going to be an interesting story to develop over the next few days. You know, the whole issue there centered around absentee ballots and alleged improper use by both sides, alleged. Crazy, huh, Ron?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, there was a New York Times story about Bridgeport that said, it was just yesterday, a headline said, ballot fraud is extremely rare. Unless you're in Bridgeport. Literally, that was the headline story.
Wow.
Bad. Not a good look for one of our largest cities and for our state. But
yeah,
That's where it is. I got another story from downstate. Pretty crazy one. This one just came off the wires a little while ago. Person died after eating cookies with undeclared peanuts sold at Stu Leonard's.
Wow.
We all know Stu Leonard's, I know. The Connecticut Department of Consumer Protection and Department of Public Health are warning the public about the store's mislabeled Florentine cookies. That's what they're called, Florentine cookies. The person who died was a person in their 20s from New York. They reportedly ate the cookies at a social gathering in Connecticut. And Stu Leonard's, thankfully, as you'd expect, you know, they got three locations in our state. They have issued a recall for those Florentine cookies. So are you allergic to peanuts?
No.
No, me neither. Me neither. But I have close friends who are. And like when you bring them to the Yard Goats game, they're so appreciative that they don't even have to worry. Because it's like, you know, in fact, I think it was probably only 2-3 months ago, my friend ate something with peanuts and his throat almost closed up on him. That's scary. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. A little more hard news and then we'll stop with this. We'll get to some fun stuff. Bridgeport police have arrested the grandmother of a 4-week-old baby girl who they said died in 2021 after ingesting fentanyl. The investigation started on the afternoon of Feb 21st, 2021. Officers responded to a Bronx Avenue home at 4:30 in the afternoon that day because the infant was not breathing. But the baby girl's uncle had already taken her to the hospital before police arrived. Baby died shortly after getting to the hospital. And the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner determined the baby died from acute intoxication from the combined effects of fentanyl and something called parafluorofentanyl. Death was ruled a homicide. According to the police, the baby's maternal grandmother, 61-year-old Eleanor Herman of Bridgeport, was the child's sole caregiver for more than 3 hours leading up to her death. They said that Herman has a history of heroin abuse and lived with her infant granddaughter at the time of her death. Okay, that's a lot of grim stuff, Rome. I gotta stop.
Sad.
I got one good story I can talk about shopping wise, or we can save that and go to our movie, sports, and food of the week.
We could go to movie, sports, and food of the week.
You got it, brother. Movie of the week. I got a good one this week. You know, but remember I told you because I'm in the union for on-air people that I actually vote on movies and big-time TV shows. It's called the SAG-AFTRA Awards. So, yeah. Like, I'm in a union that's in a union with the Screen Actors Guild. So I'm not in the Screen Actors Guild. Well, technically I am, actually. But it's called SAG-AFTRA. I'm in the AFTRA part, but I get all the benefits of SAG. So, like, if I wanted to be in a movie, I'm a union cardholder. I could go and be in a movie, like do it as an extra or a TV reporter, something like that. I'm not sure how Papa NBC would like that, but I could do that. But anyway, so part of it is that we vote on the SAG-AFTRA Awards every year. And those are all kinds of really high-quality movies that, frankly, someone like me wouldn't know about. But I get to watch them once a year. I got about a month to vote on them. And so the one that Mrs. B and I watched this week was Naiad. Do you remember Diana Naiad?
Or Diana, I do. Naiad? That sounds super familiar.
You
remember?
Know what? You know what she did?
I don't, but I the name.
Swimmer.
Okay.
She's the person who swam across the English Channel, like I think more than once. And then for years, she was trying to swim from Key West to Cuba. And it's an amazing distance. I think it's 108 miles. And she kept failing. I'm not going to tell you how it ends. You can go look it up, but don't spoil it. But I highly recommend the movie. She, I think it was Ellen Burstyn, maybe, played Diane Naiad. And then Jodie Foster was, and you know who that is, of course. That was her best friend. I got to tell you, Lindsay and I, my wife, you know, we we didn't think, we just felt like we were watching Jodie Foster. We couldn't get past that it was Jodie Foster. And maybe it's just because she's so famous and from Connecticut and all that stuff. But the other lady was really good. And Jodie Foster was great. She's always incredible. But I still, I was thinking Jodie Foster. But fantastic movie. What about you? What do you got?
I know I picked this before, but I'm going to pick it again because I finished the season. The Brother's Son. Finished the whole season.
Yeah. And it delivered.
Yeah, it's really good.
And this was like a gang movie or show?
Kinda. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember you telling me that.
A little bit of everything.
Organized crime kind of thing.
Yeah. Businesses and stuff like that.
And it's called The Brother's what?
The Brother's Son.
The Brother's Son. And it's on
Netflix.
Netflix. That's easy. We all do that. We don't all have Netflix. I'm lucky I got it.
Right.
All right, that's good on the movies. What about sports team of the week?
Sports team, Detroit Lions.
Oh, man, that's who I picked.
I'm seeing them everywhere.
Well, I was hoping that Buffalo was going to beat Kansas City. And now who's Kansas City playing this week?
I'm not sure. I got to find
out. Texans? Is it the Texans? I think it might be.
You might be right.
Because they sugar. I cannot remember. But I like the underdogs. I'm a Giants fan, so of course I'm out of the playoffs. Never in it. Wasn't even sniffing. But no, I'd love to see the Lions with it. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Definitely not San Francisco. Definitely not Kansas City. Come on, no. You gotta be sick of that Travis Kelce stuff.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna get it.
Why not?
I don't know. I think the offense and the defense ain't really not kicking it.
No, you're right. It hasn't been their year. They've been up and down.
Probably got to hit the gym more or something.
Yeah. Something. I don't know. Yeah, Kansas City's got this issue. They don't – like, they've got all these receivers, but none of them are good. They've got the Rashee Rice guy that came on late. But we really don't know what he's about. I mean, he's like a rookie, I think. So, you know, Pacheco's good on the check down catches. And obviously you got Kelce. And my gosh, he was so wide open in that game. That was crazy. We're talking about the game against Buffalo. We're taping this on January 23rd. So,
okay.
We got one more week of football. Then we got to wait 2 weeks. And then that's it. We got hoop, though. So I'll be, you know, I'm watching the Celtics. My daughter loves the Celtics. And then, you know, college has been fun. UConn's been a fun run to watch this year. Just college basketball in general.
Yeah.
Getting way off track here, bro. So we both like the Lions this week. What about food dish of the week?
I got to go with white rice with steak. I eat white rice a lot.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Your carb of choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like our youngest daughter loves white rice. So maybe it's a young person thing. I don't know. But yeah, she loves her white rice, loves her ramen, all that stuff. My food of the week, you know, it's still cold and nasty. It's January. You got to have comfort food. I think I've said meatloaf. So Lindsay, last week, she made sausage and omelet for dinner. Every once in a while, that's a good thing to do. Have you ever had that? Like done like a breakfast for dinner?
I do that sometimes, but I didn't have a sausage and an omelet. That sounds pretty good, though.
Oh, it was rocking. You know, put a little barbecue sauce on that.
Oh, yeah.
You're cooking with gas, man. It was good. It was really good. So, you know, I think I could go for meatloaf again with this nasty weather. Although it's going to warm up now. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. I got one more sort of happier story. Do you like L.L. Bean stuff?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a good news, bad news story.
Okay.
If you shopped in New Haven, you're going to be sad because they're closing that store. I guess they just weren't getting the feet there that they wanted, you know, folks walking in. But they're going to open a store in Enfield. So now we're going to have Danbury, South Windsor, and Enfield. So, like, if you're heading up to go hiking or skiing, stop in the Enfield store before you get out of Connecticut. But I'm not going to do an ad for LLB. We don't do that. So But you know, I mean, it's not the kind of store that's everywhere. So I figure that's one we can talk about. And
yeah,
speaking of weather, that's how I'll end it. Again, we're taping here on January 23rd, and we're having a humdinger today. Everybody at work is freaking out. Not freaking out. We're a news station, so we know about this, you know. But right now we're dealing with rain, but it's really raw out. I don't know if you've been outside in the last like 2 to 3 hours. Because right now we're recording at 5:30, and it is so raw and cold. You can tell it's getting colder, and it's going to turn to either ice or freezing rain, or maybe I'd prefer snow, frankly.
Yeah.
But the good news on the weather is we're going to have a crazy warming trend coming up. The warming trend is probably going to last for a week, maybe even 10 days. Now, nice. I'm not a weatherman. I don't play one on TV, but I read what NBC Connecticut forecasts. So that's what our storm tracker team is saying. Certainly, of course, we really only can say with certainty for about the next 48 hours, but you know, they can see long-term patterns and trends. So get back in the 40s. I actually hopefully don't like it, but I'd rather have a cold. Just let's get it over with. I don't want the rain. I don't want the cold. I just want absolute freezing. Have the snow for 2-3 months, and then let's go back to spring. But here's some good news, and I'll end with this. Today's January 23rd. We are a month into winter already. Congratulations, bro.
Right. I'm ready for summer, though.
Me too. You know, I was looking at some video the other day, and I said, man, wouldn't it be nice if my garden was ripping with tomatoes and peppers right now, and I was out golfing with my friends. But today's January 23rd. I would bet by April 23rd, if not sooner, I'll be golfing. And baseball starts super early this year. I think there's a series either in Korea or Japan that I believe starts on March 28th or something like that, somewhere in that range. So, you know, only a few months of this stuff left. And again,
right,
have comfort food, watch some hoop, you'll be fine.
Right.
Well, that's warm it, sooner or later. Go, I want to show, if you have some viewers watching, I'm going to get out of the way. We're not in our normal spot today because the blue room that I normally do my podcasts with you is taken for the Traconis trial. You know, we're doing round the clock coverage of that, gavel to gavel.
Yeah.
There's actually even on our streaming channel a 9 a.m. show where our colleague Shannon Miller goes over what happened the day before and what to expect coming up. So you can always watch that anywhere you stream. You'll find our NBC Connecticut channel and you can find that. But anyway, so right now you're looking at the newsroom. I'll try to tilt it safely. You could probably get a good look there. We're on the second level here.
Nice. Oh, yeah, you can see it's all right there.
What's that?
You can see it's right there. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sort of cool. And here I am again. Not as cool. But I'll explain something real quick and then I really got to go. What this is, let me get back in the shot. In, I would say it was probably mid-1990s. You know, newsrooms used to be just in these cramped, and they still are in some cases, especially the ones, you know, that are, you know, less well-financed. Back when I started my first newsroom in New Jersey in 1988, it was a room with cinder block and no windows.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So second job, had a few windows. Third job, back to cinder block. Fourth job, beautiful station. Fifth job. Yeah, they've all been good the last few, but that's what happens when you, I guess, move up the food chain a little bit. But anyway, so newsrooms used to be these boxy places, very few windows, in some cases none. And then what happened was, you know, some of the bigger stations said, well, let's make it an open newsroom. And so around 1995, there's a station in Boston called WHDH. They're still there. And what they did is they said, let's take the floor out from the second floor. Let's cut it out. And let's just be able to have a camera go right through the newsroom. They used to have a boom. Do you know what a boom is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so a boom is a long metal tube. And at the end of the tube, you know, like 20 feet. And at the end of the tube, there's a camera. And you can, you know, there's wires inside the tube and you can adjust it and move it. And literally there would be a person during the newscast that would have this boom crane and it would literally swoop through the newsroom, like start up here and go all the way down. And it was a great bump shot. And so what happened was that stations across the country, of course, monkey see, monkey do, right? They all said, okay, we're gonna copy and do this too. And this building was built in 2007. So we decided to go with the open architecture. That was only about 12 years after it was introduced. Now the building is 17 years old, hard to believe. Right? Can that be right? It is. Or 16. No, 16 years old still. I mean, it still looks good. And it's definitely a different kind of architecture that newsrooms have adopted over the last 10, 15, 20 years. And it's a neat looking shot.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'd share that with your audience, those that are watching. It's sort of cool. I don't know where we'll be next week. I imagine the Trakonas trial. We'll be back. If it's a quieter day, maybe I'll go in the newsroom. I'll try it from the first floor. But that's a little trickier. But I can try.
Okay.
All right, man. I'm going to cruise for news. Got a meeting with a source tonight. So I got to go. And I got to finish up here. And we'll see you next week for Tuesday Newsday.
All right. See you next week.
Thanks, Rome. Be well, my friend.
All right. You too, Len.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye.